I think we can move on to the discussion of committee population. And yes, Laura.
I thought you were going to report out about other parts of our session.
Thank you. Okay. Legal matter. Yes, I believe, and we did agree to that. So a specific legal matter. We discussed many, many legal matters, and that's why I was looking to my colleagues, please. On the Bernstein versus Pacifica case, the board did approve taking an appeal in that case. And that was passed. I don't remember the vote count. Some secretary who has that information. That was not unanimous the way the recall was. So, and that's the report out on that. The board approved taking an appeal in the Bernstein v. Pacifica case. Did I forget anything else that we... I don't think so. All right? Okay. All right. Thank you all. So I'm going to, on this, the committee issue, I believe Ken has a motion, but since Lydia raised the issue to begin with, I'm going to let Lydia go first to give her... thoughts in terms of the interpretation of the bylaws here and right. How that might expedite things, and then I'll go ahead and entertain any motions.
Yes, and this is Article 8 on other committees of the Board of Directors, Section 2 and Section 3, and it's simply plain English, and so it's not an interpretation. It just simply says, except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, which means unless it's in the bylaws, all committees shall include at least one director, etc., from the foundation. On Section 3, it is reiterated, so this is clearly not a typo, where it will say, in composition, for example, with the coordinating committee, where it says at least one director from each radio station. So in the committees of inclusion, there's a distinction drawn. It's just one of the times where then it says it shall include one director. So the bylaws were very specific. When they meant at least one, they said at least one. When they said only one, they said shall include one director. It's very plain English. And in Section 2, it says, except as otherwise provided in these bylaws, mm-hmm. that it will be, it shall be at least one.
Okay, thank you. I've got Ken first, and then Alex, and then Tracy, and then Ivan, and then Campbell.
I'm a little bit handicapped because my computer's down, so I don't have that bylaw section in front of
me.
But Bill will just give me a copy. It's a little bit misleading to say that the sentence is it shall include at least one, because the sentence is shall include at least one director from each foundation, radio station, and two delegates. So that's a full meaning of that phrase in that sentence. Shall include at least one director from each foundation, radio station, and two delegates. And that's what the at least applies to, so that in any case, you have to get a delegate from each station. It doesn't mean you could have two delegates on the committee, two directors on the committee. And it's verified below in the same paragraph where it says, the board may designate one or more directors as alternative members of any committee. Director committee members shall be selected by a majority vote of the board using the instant runoff voting method, which validates the concept that there's one director from each station. Additionally, in the real world, if we allow more than one director from each station, then practically speaking, a station could put one station could put four directors into the personnel committee and outweigh the fair democratic representation in that committee of each of the stations. The intent here is to have a balance so that there's a director from each station, and that no station fails to have representation on a committee, because at least one director from each station must participate in that committee. That's the mandate. I would question if you had a committee that only had directors from three stations, if it had any validity, because it didn't have at least one director from each station. And if you interpret it in that broader sense that Lydia is referring to, we could have Station A providing four directors in the personnel committee or the programming committee or some other committee, the governance committee. The only other committee that's restricted in the bylaws is the Finance Committee. And there may be a different phraseology for the committees of inclusion. But the point to me is very clear, that we want to have equity. We want to have full representation from each of the stations. And that's why it says at least one director from each station.
Do you have a motion? You would say
the motion
is
to proceed with the election of committee members as we have been doing over the last 8 years.
Is there a second? Second from Davis. Alex?
Yes, I concur with Ken's interpretation of the bylaws. This is the precedent. We have always interpreted that way, and in fact, any other interpretation would not make sense, because the rest of Section 2 talks about I'll read it to you. Director committee members shall be selected by a majority vote of the board using the instant runoff voting method, provided, however, that if there is an election for more than one committee member, then the board shall use the single transferable method of voting, blah, blah, blah. Obviously, if there is no reason to have an election, if the number of directors on a committee is completely open-ended. So this is a difficult those who claim that we can have more than one director on a standing committee, according to the bylaws, have a difficult task in explaining that part of that section. Furthermore, we have some past experience with open-ended committees, specifically at WBAI. And what happens is, although it sounds good at first, yes, anybody can be on a committee provided they attend a certain number of meetings and so on. What happens is that it degenerates into a fight among factions to see who could pull the most members on a committee, who could pack it, and the committees eventually degenerate into squabbling. And after a while, although it sounds like you're going to have more committee members, you have problems making quorums. So
thank you, Alex.
Keep that in mind as well.
Okay, the order is Tracy, Ivan, Campbell, Marcel, Nia. And did I forget any? Tracy, Ivan, Campbell, Marcel, Nia, okay, Laura, Teresa. Wesley, thank you. I knew, that's why I kept looking at that end of the table. Okay, you are, okay, so it's after, you're after Campbell. Thank you, before I went over to Marcel. Thank you. That's why I kept looking at you. I knew it. Okay, thank you, Tracy. You're up.
Couple of things. I mean, just because I have the bylaws in front of me, just to be clear, there's an exception in this clause for the Finance Committee. It says, Finance Committee, which shall review and recommend the annual budget for board approval and shall monitor and report foundation financial activities at least quarterly, and shall include as members a CFO, a director from each radio station, and the treasurers of each LSB. So that's fairly precise. For the rest of the committees, I mean, there's basically two things to say. And the first thing to say is that we've been doing it the way we've been doing it since 2002, since we had an interim board. The board member bringing it to our attention served on several of those boards and did it this way without detectable problems. It seems a bit like a problem in search of a solution in terms of, you know, why would it matter really? When you realistically look at the way our committees work, and the governance committee did a bunch of complaining about the committees this year and tried to put together some motions about how to solve the problem, and the whole problem went, make the committee smaller. I mean, every single conversation that we had hours of conversation, went, make the committees smaller. This is frustrating. There's too many people on them. They don't show up. We need them for quorum. Everybody's wasting their time. Please stop the madness. So I don't think we should be heading in the opposite direction. In reality, every single person on this board needs to serve on at least 3 or 4 committees in order to fully populate all of the committees. That's awesome. Huge amount of work. I mean, I probably had committee meetings. Between all the meetings for this board, I probably had a meeting two-thirds of my Monday through Thursday work days the entire month, every month, all year long, and for the year before that. There is no board on the face of the earth that gets one-third of the time that this board gets. So, I mean, thank you for the opportunity to serve on all of the committees, but it's really not necessary for my mental health or happiness. Three or four is quite enough. And I think what we're talking about here is not really the ability to serve on a committee, but the ability to parachute in and vote when you would sort of like something to go a certain way. And I don't think we should encourage that behavior. Committees are supposed to be working groups. They're not supposed to be parachute landings. We have LSB members serving on these committees. I think we should be respectful of them and their work and their votes and just kind of leave things the way that they are. And if the governance committee wants to come back with a proposal to shrink the size of committees, which I think was underway, I think that's something that we should seriously entertain because that seems more like the problem than this.
Okay, folks. And just to keep in mind, we got 10 minutes on this item. If I'm going to give Afia her 5 minutes before we break, so I need everybody to kind of just like cut to the chase.
Sorry, just point of information. Yes. Three of us have to leave for the airport in 10 minutes. So that's Laura and Alex.
Can
and
you
me.
Leave at 2 exactly? That's 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Kim?
Sharp. I'll let them walk out the door, please.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Ivan.
Sorry.
Thank you, though, for that, Taylor.
I don't mean to disrespect anyone, but this argument is senseless, and I could care less for interpretation. The language is the way it is. That, you know what? Maybe we need to go back to the bylaws and change it. Yeah. But right now, it is the way it is, at least. And I want for us to follow the bylaws and not to give our interpretation based on our own philosophical views. In theory, it works, okay? But in practicality, that's not the way it is, and we need to change it. Okay? So we need to stop the nonsense. If we find a problem, change it.
Thank you, Evan Kimmel.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Is this mic on? Okay, thank you. This is not a problem in search of or a solution in search of a problem or anything. This is a very real issue. It's been something that a majority on this board has been able to exclude people from participating on committees. I was voted off of a committee that my LSB wanted me to be on, but that someone from my station, somehow with absolutely no background in finance whatsoever, who never reported anything to our LSB, never took a stand in the finance committee about anything pertaining to our LSB, was voted on to be the representative from my LSB. This is a huge problem for us. This was totally unfair. It's a manipulation. Yes, so the manipulating tool has been available for many years. Our attorney yesterday told us in closed session and then repeated in open session that this was not an opportunity that you could limit the number that way. If you have a problem with making quorum, then you can establish a standing rule that someone would have been deemed to have resigned from the committee if they missed two or more consecutive meetings. That's a very simple thing. That's a very simple solution, and that's a democratic solution.
Thank you, Campbell. Wesley?
Yeah, I concur with both these.
Microphone, please, for the stream. Thank you.
Yes. The way things are written, the advice of our attorney.
Straight in. It's there. You go.
Okay. The advice of our attorney, we wish to interpret things differently. That's okay. It's also, I agree with Campbell, that it's a tool for to block certain conversations from happening if they disagree with the majority. How do you spell caucus? C-A-B-A-L. That's so, I know you guys have already decided how you're going to vote. You're going to go against the attorney. You're going to keep things as they are, maintain the status quo in your power. This is the result of this factionalism. It's killing us. You're keeping people have to sue to get on the board. It's just, you know, what was Rodrigo's crime? What was Laura's sin? You know? Andrea. So, you know, that's why I'm calling the question, because we've all made up our mind. We've all had our caucus.
Is there a second on calling the question?
Second.
Point of order. Point of order. You can't argue the point and call the question.
Yes, you
at the same
can.
Time.
You can
one,
call the question when it's your.
One
no, that's not
or
true.
The other.
That is not true. It's your time. You can't call the question.
The
no, folks. Just to be clear. People sometimes jump up and call the question or make motions when they haven't been recognized by the chair and it's not their turn to speak. That's inappropriate. Occasionally chairs get caught off guard and start to entertain motions because somebody yelled. That's not, but if you've got the floor, you can speak and you can call the question. So the question's been called and heck, we're out of time, so.
Point of information. How many more people are on the stack?
Several. We got Marcel, Nia, Laura,
we
Teresa.
Have to
I mean,
no,
we're not yeah.
I have a call to question. If someone objects, it takes 2/3 vote.
I know that. I know. We're getting there. So the calling the question has been seconded. Is there an objection?
What was it?
Yes.
Did you
yes.
Think your time is up?
No. I was saying that we have 4 more minutes and then we'd be out of time. So there's an objection to calling the question. We're out of time anyhow soon. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll on calling the question? A yes vote will support calling the question. A no vote will not. It takes a 2/3 majority to end debate. He's ending debate. He's calling the question on ending debate on this matter so that we would go to a vote.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Alsame?
Yes.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Oops. Kathy Davis?
No.
Revlon Gohl?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Ali Lexa?
Yes.
Ifia Wangaza? Yes. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Summer Reese is not voting. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
George Ryder is excused. Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to abstain.
Dan Siegel is excused. Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Campbell. Thank you. Whoever reminded me of that. Is there any more? I think so. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 yeses.
We're there.
Do you want me to finish?
Okay, let me let Madam Secretary finish, though, please, for the record.
Okay, 1, 2. Two no's. And 1, 2 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. And interestingly, time has expired anyway by now. Don't you love that? All right. So, the motion on the floor, Ken, could you reiterate your motion, please?
That we continue with, that we we don't have any recordings. That we hold elections for committee, for directors participating in committees as defined in the bylaws, and as we always have.
Okay, thank you, and that had been said.
With a vote.
Okay, to clarify, because the chair is only supposed to clarify motions for the body to make it...
Added to that. No.
Point of information.
The committees. The committees listed in the bylaws that we hold an election to elect directors from each station, one from each station, for the committees listed in the bylaws.
When there's more than one person from a station.
If there's more than one person.
Now, that's what you said.
Okay, so to clarify, just for the sake of everyone for voting, his motion is that when there's a contested seat, as it were, for one position to be held by a director from a particular station, that an election be held so that it is only one director from each station, not the other interpretation that would allow for multiple directors from a station to serve on a particular committee.
Point of information.
Yes, Wesley.
You mean against counsel's advice.
Right. Thank you for the record.
Can I make a point of information?
Summer, I'd like a roll call vote, please, because this is in violation of the bylaws. Roll call vote, please.
Well, we're doing roll calls anyway, because that way they're accurate. But
Summer, recorded roll call.
I just want to make a point of information. One of the members the other day said... All right, just let's do the vote.
Thank you. Tracy had a point of information first.
I assume I already said this, but I think I assume that we're not trying to reverse by motion the bylaws language about the Finance Committee, correct?
This is inapplicable to the Finance Committee, which has separate bylaws
right,
language.
Right, which is separate. Yeah, that seemed obvious.
Okay, I'm to be specific for the record, we are dealing with Article 8, Section 2 of the bylaws.
Okay, let's go.
In the sorry? Another point of clarification.
And the motion calls for
question.
The election per IRV, mentioned in the bylaws, right? Okay.
Yes, everything else remains the same. The point in dispute here is whether or not more than one director from a particular signal area can serve on an individual committee. That's the nature of the motion, so please let us vote.
Call the question.
The question was called. We're done.
All right.
I mean, all this is, you know it's just... Shh. Please, everybody's talking at once. Okay, we're going to call the roll. So a yes vote supports one director from each state signal area and an election if more than one person wants to hold that position. Thank you. Madam Secretary, to be kind enough.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Ivan Alcime?
No.
Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Wesley Bethune?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Lydia Brazan?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Reverend Gull? Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
No.
Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Ifia Wangaza, pass. Laura Priebus?
No.
Marcel Reed?
No.
George Reiner's excuse. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel's excused. Alex Steinberg.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
No.
Okay. Reveling Gull.
Pass.
No. Yeah.
read it, and I'm getting ready to vote now. And I think I will abstain. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes. Two abstentions. 8 yes, 9 no, and 2 abstentions.
Thank you.
You have 9 yes?
No. 8, 9, 2
That's what I have.
8, 9, 2 That's what secretary. That's what board secretary has also.
That's what she has.
I mean, I'm not.
That's okay.
Can we go to the office?
Yeah.
I'll go to the office.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, there was an 8, 9, 2 and Bill asked to be recognized.
I'd like to give notice. I'd like to reconsider this after we get a more studied opinion from our legal counsel, because he just barely got to look at this when it was asked yesterday.
Okay.
Let's fire him and get another one.
Notice, that was a notice to reconsider. Okay, thank you, Bill.